Om Shanti. Good afternoon. So welcome to our reflective journaling session. I'm wondering if those at the back would like to come a bit forward. It just creates a nicer atmosphere. Is translation okay for Vietnam? If you'd like to come to the front a bit. Great, thank you. If you haven't received a journal yet, please just indicate and the sister will hand it to you. So we're very fortunate in that we have Sister Judy and Sister Tanya with us. And I'm sure many of you do know them, but both of them are based in Canada. And I think one of the things that I appreciate is they have very creative energies and always bringing in new perspectives. And so let's see what unfolds in this session. So thank you so much.
Om Shanti. Thank you, Nita Ben. So the first thing I think we should clarify together is, who is Sister Judy and who is Sister Tanya? Did you want to guess? This seems an order of confusion for many. Dorita, who's Sister Judy? Okay. So I'm Sister Judy, and that would leave by
I would be Sister Tanya, yes.
Yeah. Very nice to be with you all. Are you enjoying this theme of limitless love? How do you feel about it? I feel I want to stay with it to the end of the kalpa and just go deeper and deeper into it. And so this wonderful DF planning team has created a journal to help really experience the theme, so important to experience. So first, for those who can understand English, does anyone not have the journal? Navadita's handing them out. You can just put up your hand if you need the journal. And we'll probably not fill the whole hour, so you'll have time to sit with the journal afterwards and process it more deeply or begin to explore it. But the way we thought we'd approach this session is that Sister Judy would start just looking at the container or concept of the journal, and then Sister Tanya will go more into the content, what's in that container. So the concept of the journal is this idea of the dharana of love and creating artwork on the dharana of love. So at the back of the journal, there's space for your artwork on the dharana of love. And lots and lots of material inside to invite creativity, the experience. I really, really appreciate this approach. Really trying to get us out of the head into the heart. And I say that because for myself, Baba has me, I won't say working, playing a lot with visual arts, with creativity, with art. And I find that process so interesting in, I won't say processing, but experiencing all that he shares. He often will say, he'll see us with our notebook and say, don't just record what I'm saying in your notebook. Where does he want us to record it? In our heart. So how to get it that deep? Recording in the notebook is actually a very valuable step, just as putting things in the journal is a very important, valuable step. It's a symbolic record of what's happening in the heart. So what I've noticed, and I was just in Baba's room before and this was happening, and maybe it's happened to you, but I find it almost impossible to visually capture what Baba emerges within the soul. Just as he says, it's impossible, no matter how good the artist, it is impossible to create a picture of Krishna or the deities. It's impossible. Because the materials that we're using to create these images are vibration, thoughts, feelings. It's really impossible. So I'm always in a state of frustration because, you know, trying to create something that represents God on a flyer or whatever, and you just cannot capture the beauty of that being through physical visual arts. It's impossible. So have you ever found you're listening to Baba or you're remembering Baba, whether seated or walking around, and an experience, it could be visual, it could be just feelings, it could be vibration, explodes inside, emerges inside. Are you able to record that exactly as it appeared inside of you? Are you able? No. This is my dilemma, right? The best I can do is convert it into a symbol. But that symbol is going to be very helpful to me to activate that full experience again. So I have a lot of symbolism on my walls where I live, things that I see them and they activate the inner experience. As an example, there's times that I'm sitting with Baba and he says, my treasure store is completely open to you. Take as much as you want. Have you heard him say that? Completely open. So it's very interesting. I have a whole visual that explodes inside of, I mean, he's just a point. So how am I going to do this? He's just a point. But this whole visual of this beautiful sacred space, even the feelings of it, for souls to feel worthy to enter that space, even that feeling is there. He's saying, completely open, come, come. And entering that space, and it's just absolutely beautiful. I can see it inside now, but there's no way I can record it on paper. But I can put something on paper that's like an icon. You know, when you click on your computer and you click on an icon and a program will open? I can create icons, whether it's words or visuals or colors, the artwork of my dharana of love. And every time I look at those, it activates that experience. So this is how I'm feeling about this journal. It's very personal, very much getting us from the head into deep experiences in the heart. And the heart, for a Brahman and for every soul, is a container where the memory, the ancient memories of our most noble stage is stored. Very, very elevated experiences are stored in our heart. And Baba's spending all his time awakening those. So getting it into the heart, through the heart. Many do bypass surgery. We don't want to bypass. We want to go right through the heart. Open those memories. His words are opening those ancient memories in the heart. And then getting them a beautiful record in this journal. So that's some of the feelings about the potential of this journal, what it can activate and serve the soul. So I'll hand over to Sister Tanya to share more.
Thank you. So one phrase that came to mind when asked to participate in this activity, it was something, a quote of our sweet Baba that I heard many, many years ago reading the book Satyam Shivam Sundaram. And it was, God chose you because of your heart. A heart that wants to become something. But God chose you because of your heart. Now, when God finds us, that heart is perhaps in an interesting state. And we can think of everything that he does from the moment he wakes us up, gives us new life, is to heal that heart. And in a way, we can think of this journal as well as an opportunity to go further along that road. Because in a way, that healthy heart coexists with the very many layers of things and the holding and the protecting and everything that has maybe made our heart feel like it has gotten very, 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 very tiny. And yet this is the heart that God still was able to recognize, perhaps in a slightly shriveled state. Recognize that heart and said, "My child, come. I'll bache." And so this journal will be an opportunity to use, and I don't know if you've had a chance, some of you are kind of flipping through, but looking at what has Baba told me, what experiences has he given me in yoga, what experiences have I had perhaps through hearing stories about some of our greatest students, Brahma Baba, Mama, Dadis, Dadas, and all of these things, awakening those memories that Judy Ben was mentioning, so that I start to feel how I too have such a heart. Because in fact, it says the dharna of love, but it's not really the dharna of love. It's the dharna of limitless love. And so to express that limitless love, we need a really big heart, a heart that is free, a heart that is fully present and available. Now, you know that in the world today, and I always feel there's, and many of you that have heard me speak on spirituality, that I feel there's a very much a connection between what's happening in the physical body and what's happening in the spiritual being. In the world today, human hearts, physical hearts, are not well. There's a lot of illness. And so, interestingly, the moment I am able to stabilize in what is in fact that first lesson, and will be one of the questions that you'll be asked in the book, what is that first awareness that Baba gives us? Yes, anyone? Belonging. I'm a soul. I'm a soul. And in that, as that soul, belonging becomes automatic. That heart that has been so protected and to the point where it's strangling the heart, squeezing it, holding it so tightly, it can't fully express itself. In that awareness, we experience such sweet freedom. We experience so many of the qualities that are connected to that dharna of not just love, but limitless love, of this unconditional tolerance and courage and mercy and benevolence, kindness, compassion, and the list goes on and on. All the things that as we start to experience within ourselves, the longing to be able to express that dharna but also believing that within me is such a potential to express unlimited, unconditional, limitless love. You know, Baba, then we start to believe his words, that Baba didn't make a mistake when he chose you because of your heart. And I know for myself that when I came to Baba, the deep feeling that I had was that something had happened to my heart. But if it could just be, you know, the right tweaking, fixing, something, treatment could happen, that heart could be capable of such unlimited benevolence. A Mahadani, a great, great donor. And this is the moment we've been waiting for. So hoping that as you go through and you reflect on some of these reflections connected to soul consciousness, to Baba's Gyan, to the examples of our seniors, of Brahma Baba, of the Dadis, that not so much keeping it intellectual, but really allowing your heart to recognize and to open itself to perhaps something new in what I'm capable of expressing. Now, I'd like to suggest something to you. Coming from a physical movement background, I'm very aware of how closed and tight and held the body has become around the physical heart. You know, so everyone in this room has a rib cage. Anyone here not have a rib cage? No, I think you all have a rib cage. And inside that rib cage, there are lungs. And lungs are essential for life. And those lungs are like millions of little balloons that inflate and deflate as you breathe. In front of the lungs, between the rib cage and the lungs, is your heart, the physical heart of this body. Now, what happens through the many lifetimes we've lived in which we were playing very interesting roles and very interesting things were happening to us, etc., etc.? Even now, with our culture of technology and sitting a lot in front of the computer, for example, holding a device, something really unhealthy for that heart has happened. We've begun to hold and close the ribs. And that area of the body that is essential for the life of the body has become very stagnant and very low energy. And if you can picture this, you've got your lungs inside inflating, and you've got your rib cage no longer moving, and the poor heart is in between, being squished, trying to work under not ideal conditions. So I would like to suggest, in preparation for your discovery of how unlimited the heart of the soul is, to do some heart opening, physical heart opening, because I, the soul, in helping release and liberate the physical heart, I will receive the return of that care. Yeah, the thing that is essential for the life of this body will bless me and will perhaps help me to go into an even deeper and more rewarding and empowering place of discovery, of that potential for unlimited love. So would you like to try this experiment of some heart opening exercise that won't just open the physical heart, but will allow the heart of the soul to soar? So, I may need some assistance. All right. So, actually, I can start holding it. Yeah. So, I invite you to just start sitting with your back against the back of the chair, and you're placing your hands on your thighs, palms down, and your feet flat on the floor. The first thing we want to do, and all of these things are going to support your practice of what will ultimately support your experience with this journal, your stage of soul consciousness, which is like the healthy heart of the soul. So first of all, I want you to take your awareness to the bottom of your feet, your soles of your feet. The feeling of your feet, in your shoes perhaps, the sensation of the bottoms of your feet in contact with your shoes or the floor. And just allow your awareness to fill with that sensation. At the same time, understanding that my awareness, the energy of the soul, is receiving that sensation. At the same time, the awareness, the energy of that awareness, is going to the soles of the feet of this body. You may even experience it as a tingling, a sense of energy flowing into the soles of your feet, and then bringing your awareness up to where your hands, your palms, are resting on your thighs. Become aware of the feeling, kind of adding it on to the feeling of the bottoms of your feet, adding on the feeling, the sensation of the palms of your hands resting on your thighs. And again, this wonderful exchange of the sensation coming into my awareness and the energy of my awareness flowing into the palms of my hands and from there into my legs and into my feet. And then bringing your awareness to your back, in contact with the back of the chair. And becoming aware of the breath in your body, that movement, that subtle movement of breath. And perhaps noticing that wherever you send your awareness, you're sending energy. You're sending an energy that gives life, vitality. So actively sharing the energy of I, the soul, with my body. And now bringing your awareness up to where you are sitting in your body. And so I bring my awareness, first bring it to your drishti, to your eyes. And really the feeling, the sensation that I am looking out through those eyes, I, the soul, and allowing my drishti to gradually concentrate my energy of awareness in the center of the forehead of my body, on me, the soul. And so that energy of awareness becoming very centered and concentrated. And yet at the same time, I continue to be connected to my body. But I'm becoming centered and concentrated in myself, the soul. And as I become centered and concentrated, the energy with such gentleness, focused, centered. It's like an energy that liberates as it energizes. And so I now invite you to guide your body, to bring your shoulder blades to the back of the chair. You might have to open up the front of your body a little bit, elongate the belly, the chest, keeping the head floating on top of the spine. So that the breath begins to become more present in the rib cage, which is now expanding gently on the inhale and then melting back into the shoulder blades on the exhale. Inhale, expanding the chest like a bony balloon. And exhale, melting into the back of the chair. And then just to give some energy to this balloon of your ribs, free it just a little bit more. I'm going to ask you to bring your feet together, your knees together, ankles, your thighs together, as much as you can, gently, and start to just gently squeeze to create an energy in the lower body that supports that freedom, that openness, that vitality in the ribs. And feeling like your heart is just taking that extra space. Feeling the joy of letting go of freedom. You know, imagine the heart saying thank you for that freedom, for allowing me that space to serve this body. And I sitting royally on the throne of the forehead, the light of the soul shining out through my drishti, feeling so present as that spiritual energy, that consciousness. As Baba said today, royal, royal, royal child of a royal clan, feeling that royalty, that mastery, as I sit on the throne of the forehead and give my body this life, this freedom, this vitality. And you can allow your legs to relax, to come apart again. And I'm going to invite you with all the gentleness, the royalty of the soul, to come to standing. And just get a little space between you. So some of you might mean it might have to come forward slightly, and some back, because what we're going to do is we're going to come from a place of where the heart can be, all closed, and we're going to open. So don't hit anybody, but open, open both arms. Feel that freedom, that life. And feel that your heart, the energy, the the love within you, the soul, is even bigger, is unlimited, going far beyond your fingertips, spreading out into the room, into the space. And relax. And let's do that again. Feels good, doesn't it? So limited, but only temporarily. And then unlimited. And they say third time's a charm, one more time. And let's see how, let's show Baba how much love we have for him, for ourselves, for our family, for the world. Om Shanti. Now don't worry, you may start yawning. If you do, it's okay. I won't be insulted. Yawning is our body's way of freeing itself, opening up the diaphragm, etc. Because you're not yawning in Murli class, so it's okay.
Om Shanti. So we're going to inaugurate the journal. Is that okay? So you'll need to get, ideally, a pen, something to write with. I'll give you a moment. But holding on to that open feeling, we want to stay open.
And if you don't have a pen, you will record it in the container of your heart for later.
So hopefully we're good, those who have. So what we've noticed with so-called creativity, souls will say they're not creative, which makes no sense for Brahmins. Our entire function is to create. We're connected to the Creator. Or sometimes we'll say, does anyone feel they can't draw? Anyone here feel they can't draw? It's a lie. So can you please liberate yourself just for the moment from that thought? It's just a thought. It has zero reality.
Is there a problem with translation?
Is translation okay? Or you're coming to get a journal? You need a pen. All right. Yeah, please share. So we're going to have a reflection together. And this is about limitless love for the self. And so we're going to get you ready. Usually we put our physical name on the journal, right? But that's not really you. We'd love it if you draw something meaningful, I don't know, on the first page of the journal so that, again, they all look the same. They could easily get mixed up. This is to identify it as belonging to you. Not your name. Don't draw anything yet. Just get it ready. Just get it ready. Now, many feel nervous drawing on a fresh page. They think they're going to ruin it. And they want to rehearse. You're not going to ruin it. Impossible. You don't need to rehearse. It's going to be beautiful. Whatever happens is going to be beautiful. Repeat after me. Whatever happens, it's going to be beautiful. Very good. All right. So we're going to have a little reflection, limitless love for the self, and then you'll be prompted to record in whatever way that makes sense. It could be a word, it could be a visual, it could be a squiggle, really doesn't matter. Just comes from your heart, recording your experience on that first blank page. Is that okay? We'll prompt you so you can wait. So sitting again in that very open-hearted position Sister Tanya guided us into. I feel myself withdrawing inside into the studio of my inner world, where I, the soul, the sacred creator of my destiny, resides. I am a royal student of a master. Baba is the supreme creator, and he is teaching me. The materials Baba uses are so unique. He paints and creates my future with the pen of truth, the Murli. With inspirations from the ancestor souls, through their heart, their love. Even now, he is still using the ancestor souls to support my creativity. And he creates through drishti. His heart, his love, his recognition of me is revealed in his drishti, his most powerful creative tool. We remember God creates the world with a look. I experience his drishti on me now in this studio of my inner world. His very unique way of seeing me, understanding me, knowing my story, and reminding me of my true self. Through his drishti, his beautiful drishti, Baba opens my heart to love myself. No other soul can do this. I don't see a physical form in Baba's eyes. I see myself, a beautiful soul, a creative masterpiece. Sometimes he calls me a spiritual rose. Sometimes a holy swan. Sometimes a flying bird. He's such a masterful artist. As I sit with him now, how is he seeing me? I let that feeling fill the chambers of my heart. And when I'm ready, I transfer that experience from the heart through the physical hand to the paper in front of me. Baba is patient, no pressure, taking your time. Although we're going to conclude the session, your creativity is just beginning. So do not feel you have to stop, but really never say to yourself you're not creative. Brahmins are the most creative beings on the planet. So enjoy the journey, enjoy the journal, and thank you so much for joining us today in being open to a different way of exploring Baba's world. Om Shanti.